Hello there everyone, Brian of London here, and in a surprise to nobody, Facebook has deleted Tommy Robinson. They've also deleted anybody who was an admin or even an editor on his page, and that took out my Brian John Thomas account. I'm not sure I'll have any chance of getting that back. I'm not sure I'll even bother asking for it or trying. I'm pretty pissed off with Facebag as a whole anyway. My Brian of London page is still there, but quite honestly, I think that the only recommendation at this point is to delete your Facebook account. It isn't worthless. It fucks up your life. It messes with your brain. So just delete it, just like they delete Tommy Robinson. If you're in the UK especially, delete Facebook today, and you'll feel a lot happier. Tommy will still be around. His new site that is being worked on as we speak is going to be tr.news. tr.news. At the moment, that redirects to Global AIM, where you can sign up for an email list, but there's going to be a full site coming. We're also going to have backup options. Like, I've been experimenting with a thing called Steam and steamit.com. I'm steamit.com/Brian of London. Tommy Robinson has an account there. steamit.com/Tommy Robinson, and that's on a blockchain. It's almost impossible to delete. In fact, even if they want to delete it, once you've made a post on Steam, you have to be pretty careful because a few hours later it is undeletable. So all of these options are going to be coming up. Right now, sign up for his email list. Sign up at tr.news, which redirects to Global AIM. There will be a proper there will be options. Live streaming will be a bit tricky for Tommy for a while, but you know what? We knew that this was coming. Everybody could see that this is coming. This is the world we're in, and we've just got to fight it. There are options. There are blockchain options. There are all his videos, by the way, are mirrored on bitshoot.com/Tommy Robinson. You can see Panorama is up there. YouTube is still around for Tommy, but who knows for how long. If you are still on Facebook and you know how to do this, download a copy of the video from YouTube and slap it up on your own Facebook page. I mean, you may lose your Facebook account, but who the hell still wants one of those? I can't see myself wanting to invest any more time on Facebook anymore. It's a dying platform. It will die. And I think it should be left to die. I'm Brian of London. My own website, which I set up, which is brianoflondon.me. Because honestly, none of these social media platforms are worth looking at. Yeah, I know MeWe and Gab and so on. But in the end, they're all susceptible to pressure. That's why I like the blockchain option, which is just pretty hard to actually take down. I mean, I always feel that I'm living on borrowed time with Twitter, for example, but that remains to be seen. Thanks for looking in. We will root around this obstruction. That's what the internet was built to do. So this is Brian of London in the less salubrious parts of Israel, Tel Aviv, and I will speak to you when there are some updates, but for now, sign up for Tommy's mailing list, and check out BitChute, check out steamit.com/Tommy Robinson. If you want any help with Steam, if it's interesting to you, drop me a direct message on Twitter and I will answer there. Okay, speak to you soon. Bye.
One day at a time. One day at a time. It's Brian of London here. It's been almost 24 hours since I lost my Facebook account, and I've got to tell you, it's pretty hard to go on. There's this emptiness, this lack of something to do with my thumbs. I woke up in the middle of the night sweating and turned over, looked at my phone and pressed the little Facebook button, and all it said was an empty square box that said Brian. My avatar is gone. It's a headless face It's a faceless head. I'm gone. I am not a person anymore. Facebook have deleted my entire life and history. Oh, for God's sake, really? Actually, I'm delighted. I think it's time to get off Facebook completely. So yesterday, as you may well know, the Facebook deleted at the behest of the far-left communists at Hope Not Hate. And also, there was obviously an Islamic component to this, a Sharia component to the deleting of Tommy Robinson and myself. I was collateral damage, I think, because at times and presently I was one of the editors on Tommy's Facebook page. My account is gone. I mean, it's like you don't even have that like appeal or what this is what you did. It's just gone. Boom. Pshing. And same with Tommy. And as I've been adminning Tommy's Facebook page for quite some time, including back when I'm going to raise one great point, actually. Currently, the Attorney General of the United Kingdom, which is the highest legal position of the government, so it's a government position, but it's the Attorney General who decides which cases the government should prosecute and which cases should go forward into the court system. He has on his desk to make a decision whether to try again to prosecute Tommy for contempt of court. That contempt of court alleged, which isn't, he's not even under arrest for that offence. He's like released, the case was completely thrown out, the original judge was totally and utterly destroyed by the appeal court. I mean, he should be punished, but of course that won't happen. That case rests on a Facebook Live video that took place on Tommy's now deleted Facebook page. If they want to bring a case against Tommy for something he said on a Facebook Live video, where's the evidence? Now, obviously, they'll have saved the video, but have they saved all the records of who was watching it? Can Facebook recreate that? Has Facebook now not just deleted a lot of evidence that could be used in a case that the government needs to bring against Tommy Robinson? I don't know. I don't know what the evidentiary standards are for Facebook and other entities like that when they non-person someone like Tommy Robinson. Now, also, I've been administering the page for a while. We have had zero warnings and, as far as I know, zero takedowns for a long, long time. Now, maybe Tommy's been getting something in the post. I'm not privy to that, i.e. the physical mail. And I'm not the head administrator on the page, so I don't get all of the email traffic. But we have not had to take down a post for a very, very, very long time. So if we haven't closed out a live stream, as far as I know, I was not aware. And I've known this before because I've been on pages. I think Tommy's page might have had... No, it was another page. I was on another page that got a strike, like had to delete some content. And what happened was all of the administrators were logged out of Facebook. And then when we logged back in, we had to acknowledge that we were aware. That's all the administrators on a page. We were aware that there had been a strike and must take steps to rectify it. Let's improve the lighting here a little bit, shall we? That's better. I have not had that happen to me for many, many, many months since I've been administrator again on Tommy's page. So as far as I can tell, Tommy's page had no strikes. So whatever he did wrong, which nobody can provide any screenshots to, nobody can provide a specific link. Now, there were two posts on Instagram that the press caught up on recently where he took pictures of people's signs and that made it into the press, a Muslim only gym and a rape crisis center only for I think Muslims or Asian women. Those, I guess, are the most questionable content that he's posted, but obviously he's never done the calls to violence. He always calls against violence, all of that sort of stuff. It doesn't matter. We know that these are all pretexts. They don't want Tommy being able to tell you what he thinks, because he thinks things they don't want you to hear. They don't want you to hear about the Islamization of Britain. They don't want you to hear about the dimitude that the elites are all suffering from. Dimitude is the condition of submitting to Islam. That's the condition. Now, what the elites of Britain, the people who are running you in the press and stuff, they are actually proleptic dimmies. This is a fancy word. Proleptic means in advance of. They have submitted to Islam before the country appears to have been conquered completely. But I actually think it has been conquered. The silencing of Tommy Robinson, I mean, there's all the stuff going on in America as well with Alex Jones and all these other people. Now, last night, Don Trump Jr., he was on Tucker Carlson, and Don Trump Jr. intervened yesterday to get Rahim Kassam reinstated, because Rahim Kassam's Facebook account went down as well at the same time as mine and Tommy's and everybody else's. But Rahim obviously has, and Laura Loomer and all of these people, Rahim obviously has a high enough kind of, he's got a high enough status in America that Trump put him back on the map. Yeah, Jacob Wall was taken, another Jew. Lots of Jews actually being deplatformed. I'm a Jew. Jacob's a Jew. Laura Loomer's a Jew. They don't like the wrong sort of Jews. They only like the far left, ultra liberal, want to kill their babies types Jews. They don't like us. They don't like proud Zionists, proud Israeli-dwelling Jews who get it, who understand what we're fighting. No, they don't like us. Anyway, Trump Jr. was on Tucker Carlson last night talking sense about this dichotomy, you see, because the ultra-libertarians amongst you will say, well, these are private companies, they can act this way. The trouble is, they are very, very powerful. They are absolutely huge in their market. So what are we doing about it? One, Tommy's got accounts all over the place. I'm running a Steam account for him, which is on a blockchain. You cannot delete stuff. Once you post it, you have to be careful, because once you post stuff onto Steam, it's hard to take it down later. But that means it's hard for the authorities to take it down. So Tommy Robinson, steamit.com/@TommyRobinson. That account, I'm in touch with Tommy all the time. He's putting together a website which will be tr.news. All of its content will flow through to Steam. Gab, I know who's running Gab. At the moment, it's I Am Tommy Robinson. But there is a Tommy Robinson account on Gab, which is blue-ticked, but it's been dead for a year. I suspect I know who controls that and who had the passwords to that. Anyway, hopefully today we'll look into seeing if we can get that back. If you are connected with the guys at Gab, if you have a direct connection with them, please send them my way. Send me a direct message on Twitter. I read all my direct messages. I accept them. If you send me a direct message and I do not know you on Twitter, do not just say hi. Okay, that doesn't work. Send me an actual message of who you are and why you want to talk to me, and then I might accept it. But the messages are open, you can send. Twitter, I don't know how long I'll last on Twitter. So the reality is you must go to brianoflondon.me, bookmark that, maybe subscribe with the little email subscription thing. You can also follow me on Steam @BrianofLondon. I'm on Gab @BOL, and I will try BOL, just Brian of London. I got in very early on Gab. You can follow me there. I will try and update Gab some more. The trouble with the world is that there is this massive centralization onto Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and all of these side platforms have sort of issues. Gab doesn't have an app and so on. The point, however, now is that there are enough other ways to get the message out. Panodrama is all over YouTube, not uploaded by Tommy. I mean, one by Tommy, dozens by other people. It's on DTube, because I put it on DTube last night. It took me bloody hours, but it's up there. DTube is part of the interplanetary file system. It's really hard to take stuff down from DTube. From DTube, it went onto Steam. So the text, it's like, we have now all the tools to get past all forms of Western state censorship, which is what's happening. But finding the audience for the first time, that's really hard. Tommy's done that. You have to sign up. You have to follow those of us who are still in touch with him. he will still get his messages out. Might not be as fun because he access to things like, you know, quick Facebook Live videos. It's annoying. Hopefully we will find alternatives. Hopefully we will get him up and running with something that he can do from his phone himself, because he's not the world's greatest technologist, but we're going to do it. And the point is, what I think he's planning to do next, which is really a very in-depth look at the stories of the survivors of the Muslim rape gangs in the UK, that I think is terrifying people, because it's always been that. The scale of that in the UK, the scale of the Muslim rape gangs and the numbers of victims, whether it's somewhere between 100,000 and a million victims over the many decades that it's gone on, and more than the number of victims, nobody cares about those victims, who cares? The problem is, what he's going to uncover while he's doing that is the cover-up. He's going to uncover the collusion within the police forces and the local authorities and the councils in the United Kingdom that kept this secret, that covered up for vast numbers of Muslim men raping girls. And it's going to involve families in the councils, families of the Muslim men. It's going to involve families of the Muslims in the police forces. It's going to involve families of the Muslims in all of the children's charities. And that, you know, if they don't kill him, that's what he will do. And the technology for him to spread that without YouTube, without Facebook, without Twitter is starting to exist, and it will. And it will beat these systems, but it's just a fun challenge in the meantime. So, I'm one day Facebook free. I'm not opening another account. One day I'll tell you the story of why I was Brian John Thomas on Facebook. You know what? I'm sick of that place. I'm sick. I was sick of it anyway. I was only doing it because it really did drive a lot of traffic. But I don't miss it. I shan't be looking. There might be some way that my blog can automatically send stuff to Facebook. I'll have to figure that out. Other than that, get off Facebook yourselves. Wind it down. If that's the way you communicate with your grandmother or your mother or your whatever, try and find an alternative system. Don't do it on Facebook. Do not keep putting free content onto Facebook that they then make billions and billions of dollars out of what you stick on Facebook. Stop paying their bills. You were the product being sold to the advertisers. Stop it. Cut your relationship. They're dishonest. They are open to pressure by the worst of the communists and the Muslims and the Islamic terrorists who want to use all of our free speech against us to destroy the West and replace it with their Sharia-ruled, communist-inspired hellhole. That's what they're trying to do. Thanks for listening. I'm Brian of London, brianoflondon.me, B-O-L on Gab, Brian of London on Steam. Follow me in all those places. Speak to you soon. And today is Wednesday, the 27th of February, one day post Facebook deletion.